ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 तपन्ति विविधा स्थापा नायता मद्गत चेतस नायता जनरली पीपल दैट सफरिंग देर इज नो बॉडी इन द वर्ल्ड those who are material in death can say boldly that I am not suffering. Is there anybody? I challenge anyone. Can anyone say that I am not suffering? So, everyone must be suffering. Why the anacin tablets are advertised? Painkiller. Because they are suffering. And not in this country, but in the Western countries of America, one takes at least one dozen tablets daily for mitigating suffering. Tranquilizer, these, that, so many. They are advertised on the tray. At last for sleeping. Because they are more advanced. We are less advanced, therefore we are satisfied only one tablet and anything. But they are not satisfied with one tablet. There are dozens of tablets. I have seen it. It is advertised in a subway, a train. So many tablets are advertised. The suffering must be there. Anyone who has got this material body has accepted suffering. That's a fact. But foolish people, they cannot understand. He thinks I have got very fatty and beautiful body. He is satisfied. The dog is also satisfied. He does not know that this dog's body is greater suffering than human body. The hog's body is greater suffering than the human body. But everyone is thinking, I am happy. This is called Maya, illusion. You go to a hospital, a man is lying down on the bed, and if you ask, how are you? Yes, I am well too. What is well? So there cannot be anyone without suffering. That is not possible. There are three kinds of suffering. Adhyatmik, adhibhautik, adhidaivik. Adhyatmik means pertaining to the body and mind. I have got headache today. I have got some pain here in the back. My mind is not very much. That is secular today. I cannot talk with you. These kind of sufferings are called adhyatmik, pertaining to the body and the mind. And there are sufferings adhibhautik. Just like at night, unnecessarily, the dogs bark and we cannot sleep. This is called adhibhautik. Suffering imposed by other living entities. The mosquitoes, the bugs, then enemies, suffering. Just like some of our enemies, they are hindering, sanctioning this temple. So, this is called adhibhauti. And besides that, big sufferings there are. Then adhidoivi, accident, which you have no control. No sufferings you have control. That is not possible. There is famine, there is pestilence, there is no rain, there is excessive heat, excessive cold. These they are called adhidoivi. Earthquake. So many. So, this is the reminder that you rascal, you are thinking you are very happy in this material world. What you have done about this suffering? Mula. They think, this is all right. It doesn't matter. Besides that, there is very great sufferings, that is birth, death, old age and disease. So where is your happiness? But because you are under the spell of Maya, you are thinking this position is very nice. Let us enjoy life. This is very nice. So one has to tapanti vivida tapa. Vivida. Multi. Vivida means many. Tapanti vivida tapa. Na etan madhagata chetasaha. Those who are Krishna conscious, we cannot say that they are not suffering. They are suffering, but not so acutely. They know. Therefore, we have begun this sadhu's symptoms. Titikshava, tolerant. Everyone is tolerant. One has to tolerate. But a sadhu's toleration, an ordinary man's toleration, is different. Sadhu's toleration is not so acute because a sadhu knows that he is not this body. There is a Bengali Vaishnava song. Deha smriti nahi ja samsar bandhan kaha ta. If we understand properly that I am not this body, then although there is suffering, you will not feel very much. Although you are now absorbed in this body, bodily sufferings are there. Just like the example, that you have got a car and there is some accident. So one who is too much absorbed with the thought that this is my car or I am car, he suffers more. But if one knows that I am not this car, or like there is some accident, it can be repaired or it can be repaired. That doesn't matter. It is a question of absorption of the thought. The materialistic person, because they are like animal, he suffers more. And for the devotees, as it is advised in the Bhagavad Gita, matrasparashastu kontiya situsna sukhadukkada. Agama apainya anityatam titikhasa bhāra. Krishna says to Arjuna that this material sufferings are just like the sufferings of seasonal suffering. In summer season also we suffer, and in winter season also we suffer. Chitosna sukha dukkada. And the same thing, this fire, in summer season, it is suffering. The heat is suffering. And in the winter season, the same fire is pleasing. Similarly, water in the winter season is suffering, but in the summer season, it is pleasing. The same water, the same fire, sometimes it is suffering, sometimes it is pleasing, but the matter is the same. Why? Matrasparasa. It is due to the touch of the skin. Because we have got the skin disease and this body, therefore we are suffering. Because we have become so nonsense, rascal, that I am this body. Dasyatu buddhi kunapi tidhātuke. Tidhātuke. This is the bag of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. Kapha, pitta, vayu. According to Ayurvedic system, they are called three dhātu. So this body is made of material elements, kapha, pitta, vayu. Dasyatu buddhi kunapi tidhātuke. Sadhik kalatra disubhoma idyadhi jatitha buddhi salile nakarhiti janesu avigni saiva gokara. So the more we are in bodily concept of life, the suffering is more. Nowadays, new things have developed. Nationalism, communism, so many things, sufferings are more. We have seen in 1947 in Calcutta, Hindu-Muslim riot. The more suffering, because one is thinking, I am Hindu, one is thinking, I am Muslim. But if one is advanced in Krishna consciousness, then they will not suffer. They will not unnecessarily fight because I am Hindu, because you are Muslim, that we have to fight. No. Because if both of them know that I am not this body, therefore I am neither Hindu nor Muslim, I am eternal servant of Krishna, then where is the suffering of Hindu-Muslim life? The understanding is missing. Because people are being educated to become more bodily conscious. Therefore, their sufferings are increasing. Sufferings are increasing. And if you reduce this bodily concept of life, then suffering also will be reduced. So those who are Krishna conscious means, here it is said, madhagata chetasa. Naitana madha. Madhagata chetasa. Madhagata. Bhagavan said, those who are always thinking of in the mind, within the heart, Madhugata Sitasa, they are not serving. They are not serving in this way because they know that even if I am serving, it is Krishna's desire. So they welcome. That's like Kunti. Queen Kunti, when Krishna was departing, taking farewell from Kunti, the Kunti said, "My dear Krishna, when we are in full of danger, at that time you are always present as our friend, as our advisor. Now we are well situated, we have got our kingdom, we are well established, so you are going away to Dwarka? No. This is not good. Better we may again go to that suffering so that we can remember you always." So the devotee sometimes welcomes suffering because that is an opportunity of remembering Krishna very constantly. Tattin kampa susumit samana bunyana eva kitam vipak. So when a devotee suffers, he thinks that it is due to my past misdeeds. So I am suffering not very much, very little, on account of Krishna's grace. So it doesn't matter. So, after all, it is everything in the mind, suffering and enjoying. So the devotee's mind is trained now in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, he does not care for suffering. That is the difference between a devotee and non-devotee. Therefore, if you say that prapanti vividha sapa naita madhugata chitasa, that's like Kullan Maharaj. So, how much suffering he had to undergo? A 5 years old boy, and his father was putting in danger, sometimes under the feet, leg of the elephant, sometimes throwing from the mountain, sometimes on burning oil, sometimes among his snakes, and so many ways. But he was silent. Haridas Thakur was a Mohammedan by birth. So he became a very good devotee and always chanting Hare Krishna. That was his fault. So the Muslim Qadi called him. That's you are Mohammedan, you born in a such great family, Mohammedan family, and you are chanting Hindu Hare Krishna mantra. What is this? So he mildly replied, "My dear sir, there are many Hindus, they also have become Mohammedan. So suppose I have become Hindu, so what is wrong? What is wrong there?" So Kaji became very angry that you are talking before me. All right. So he was punished to be king in 22 bazaar, in front of 22 bazaar. That means he has to be killed by caning. So it is understood when he was bitten by the king, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on his back. So he did not feel any suffering. So, there are many instances. A devotee had to suffer many sufferings, but they did not take it very much, severely. They tolerated, and a devotee is educated to tolerate. Therefore, in the sadhu's symptoms, beginning the titikshava karunika, a devotee suffers, at the same time he is very kind, to these conditioned souls, how to elevate them, how to make them Krishna conscious. This is Karunika. These are the very primary features of a devotee's life. People put him into suffering in so many ways. But he does not give up his job. His job is to spread Krishna consciousness so that others may become happy. Just like Prahlad Maharaj said, my Lord, I am no servant. Because I know the art how to become happy. Tadvijya gayana am mritamagna sishya. The same thing is described here. Sinanti kathayanti. The Prahlad Maharaj say that I know how to become happy. How to become happy? That simply hearing about you and chanting about you. Sinanti kathayanti. Just like here, two business is going on. You are hearing and I am speaking. Bodhantam parasparam mahatmanu suman prasa dvaihi prakriti mas. Bhajanti. Bhajan means sinlanti, kathayanti, savananti, kanam vishnu. This is bhajan. You simply hear about the Lord, you talk about the Lord, that is bhajan. Savanam, then you can further make progress. Savanam kirtanam vishnu. Savanam kirtanam is going on all over the world. Some is hearing about some politician, other is speaking about some politician or some other man, some important man in the society. Savanam kirtanam is going on. But they're suffering. But when the Savanam kirtanam is passing into Vishnu, Savanam kirtanam Vishnu, then he will not be suffering. This is it. It requires experience. It requires advancement. Then, Prahlad Maharaj, as he says, the Tadvijya Gayana Maha Mritamagna Chitta, because my mind is always absorbed in talking about you and hearing about you. Therefore, I am not unhappy. I know how to become happy. But you seem to be very unhappy. So he says, yes, I am unhappy because I see this tato bhimukha chetasa maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bhimukha. These foolish people, simply for temporary so-called happiness, they are engaged in material activity. I am thinking of them only. That is my unhappiness. Otherwise, I have no other. So this devotional service, this line of action, is so nice that if we practice, if we make advance, then even in this material world, staying, there will be no more suffering. That is called jivanamukta. Jivanamukta means, although he is in this body, but he is not suffering the bodily miserable condition. It is a question of absorption of thought. I have read in some paper that Mr. Stalin, the communist leader, he had to undergo a surgical operation of operating on the belly. A doctor wanted to install chloroform, and he said, no, there is no need. You can go on with your operation. See, even in ordinary life it is possible. Because the mind is absorbed in a different way, even a surgical operation does not disturb the man. Similarly, what to speak of spiritual life, if your mind is always absorbed in Krishna thought, Krishna consciousness, that is stated Madhagata Asetasa. I was thinking of it. And Krishna advised us also. What is his advice? Manmana bhava madhvat. Madhyaji maag namaskuru. You always think of me. There are many instances, if you believe there is another, if you don't believe there is another, but there is practical also, these boys, European-American boys, from their childhood, then from their birth, they are accustomed to so many bad habits. But for want of those bad habits, they think it is impossible to live. Not only it, ordinary man, I will tell you the story of one very big man, the Marquis of Jetland. The Marquis of Jetland was talking with one of my god brother, the Lord, they are called Lord. He asked, can you make me Brahmin? So, my god brother said, yes, it is not very difficult. If you give up these bad habits, intoxication, illicit sex life, meat eating, and gambling, you can become a Brahmin. So he said, it is impossible. Yes. A very big man. He said, it is impossible. This is our life. Actually, we have got experience in the Western countries. This is their life. Even very, very old men, they cannot give up this. For want of this, it is a great suffering. But here you see, practically, these young boys, young girls, they are giving up. There is no suffering. Take practical example. An old man, a very respectable gentleman, he was requested to give up this whole habit. He replied, it is impossible. How it is becoming possible for this boy? If they would have suffered for want of this illicit sex, intoxication, the boys and girls, then how they could remain with me? I am not a very rich man. I cannot give them nice shelter. I cannot give them nice food. But why? Because they are not feeling. They have no furniture. They are lying down on the floor. No bedding. No proper cloth. Because they are not suffering actually. Otherwise they could not remain with me. This is a fact. If they would have suffered, then like Lord Jetland, they would have also said, it is impossible to remain a Prabhupada. But they are not saying that. They are suffering from disease also. Still they are not living. They are not living. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice. Madhugata. They do not feel any suffering. It is practical. Others, they feel suffering. Therefore it is said, tapanti vividastapa naetan madhugata chetasa. Naetan. Therefore, we should accept this. What is that? Madasya katha. Katha, Krishna katha. There are so many literatures, especially Bhagavad Gita. That is open to everyone. Everyone knows Bhagavad Gita. So, if we simply hear Bhagavad Gita, we can attain this stage of perfection, namo sapari. That is a fact. So, just like Amrish Maharaj, he made his life. Tabai mana Krishna padar vindayo vachansi vaikuntha gunan vannas. He was a very responsible king, emperor of this world. And he was administering his kingdom. At the same time, he was a great devotee. These are the examples in this country. There are many kings like that. They are called Rajarshi. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, imam vivasati yugam praktavana homabhayam manu ikhakavi bravit vivasthan manu viprahu manu ikhakavi bravit evam parampara praptam imam rajarshayo vidhi. Rajarshi. The kings were, although they are king, raja, still they were as good as the great saintly person, rishi. So, Maharaja Murish, he was also rajarshi. He gave example. Although he was busy in his administration work, still he was talking only of Krishna. Only. Sabai mana Krishna padar vindayo vachansi vaikuntha gunarvan. So whenever you talk, he'll talk about Krishna. This requires practice. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised all his devotees, gramma katha nakohive. This is called advancement. Don't talk nonsense of these material talks. What is the use? What you will gain? Just like you open the newspaper, what do you find? The same thing. The same plain class, the same politician condemn another politician, and something lost, something gained, something. It is puna puna charvita charma. The same thing are being repeated in different way. What is the use of talking such thing? Better, if you want to talk on Krishna, talk on Bhagavad Gita, talk on Srimad Bhagavatam, and enjoy life. That is it. That is recommended here. Majasraya katha mrishta sinanti kathayanti cha. If you simply talk about Krishna, and hear about Krishna, then that stage will come when there will be no more suffering. Always. Anandamaya Vyasa. This is called Anandamaya in the Vedanta Sutra. A living entity or Krishna. They are Anandamaya. Prachujji Mahaprattha. Simply Ananda. When you are in pleasure, transcendental bliss, there will be no more possibility of this material suffering. That is instructed here. Madasraya katha mishta sinnanti kathayanti cha tapanti virastapa na eta madgata. Madgata antaratmana. There is also another statement in the Bhagavad Gita. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana. There are many yogis. But that yogi who is thinking of Krishna always, manmanabhava madbhakta, madgata antaratma, samejiktatam. In my opinion, he is the first class yogi, not to show any magic. Magic, that is magic. That if he does not suffer from any suffering, that is the greatest magic. That will be done by a devotee. And Krishna also recommends. So, our life should be, this Krishna consciousness movement is being spread only for this purpose. What is this? Sinnanti kathayanti cha. Madasraya katha mrishta. When we shall feel pleasure by hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, we must know that we are making progress on the path of perfection. And at that time, any kind of this material suffering will not be faced. This is the practical effect of executing devotional service. Thank you very much.